Friendly Fire is your second album. Your first was 1998's Into the Sun. And the question begs to be answered, why you waited 8 years before making another record?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, people assume that if you're not putting records out and you're a musician, that somehow you're doing nothing or something. But, I mean, for me, it's a very specific thing to put out a record publicly, you know, promote it, tour it. That's like one specific game, you know. Truth is, I just didn't want to do that. Not that I'm against that process or anything. I think a lot of people have that ambition, but my life isn't necessarily focused in that direction, you know. I consider myself an artist, not to be pretentious, but I'm focused on, like, you know, making art, making film, making music, trying to make cool stuff. I mean, not necessarily promoting Sean Lennon as a product or anything like that. And, you know, to be honest, a lot of times I feel kind of uncomfortable when I'm doing that. But now I do, and it's because I've made this project that I really think represents me in a way that I can really get behind, you know? I was able to kind of find a new way of expressing myself, which wasn't just songs and wasn't just the record, but was kind of combining it with this sort of, these conceptual kind of films and, you know, visually expressing myself as well. And I did an animated film too that I actually drew, like, you know, probably like, I drew like hundreds of drawings, just, you know, every frame, you know. I got to draw it and really construct this kind of surreal dream world that was representative somehow of my subconscious or whatever I was going through with relationships and friendships. And I just felt like I'd really figured this thing out, this way that I wanted to do things, which is kind of a multimedia thing. And so now I want to put it out there. You know, I'm really in the mood to do it.
Well, I'm glad you're taking the time today to talk, because Friendly Fire is a really special record. To these ears, it sounds like a concept record about love and relationships, using war as a metaphor. Am I kind of on the right track with that?
Yeah, definitely. The difference between my first record and this record is that the first record, I was 20 when I made it, and it was kind of a, you know, an optimistic, romantic view of love. It's called Into the Sun, which really just meant like kind of looking at the sun and like going there hand in hand with the woman that you love and kind of having this kind of overly romantic fantasy, and which was basically a naive, youthful view of the universe. And this record is a much more, it's more grounded in reality. It's the same thing. It's about being in love, but it's about how painful that can really be, and when love disintegrates and when you feel betrayed by the people that you love.